Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Sky. Welcome to What You Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. So I've been a huge fan of your work for a few years since I started Reading Woman. So I'm so excited to chat with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am Sky Warren, the New York Times bestselling author of Dangerous Romance, which is what I call the books that I write. They're contemporary, they're sexy, and they usually have an element of either like suspense or maybe a little bit of forbidden, maybe a little bit dark. I like to keep my readers on their toes a little bit, and myself as well, to sort of stretch my creative abilities and see what kind of stories I can tell. So yeah, I've been publishing since late 2011. So I've been in the industry a while, and I've seen it grow and evolve, and so many authors join, and I really love the community.
I love this. I'm so deep. Were you always a romance reader, or were you a writer and then just discovered that romance is a genre for you?
I always loved to read, that's for sure. But then I went to college for computer science and worked for many years as a software developer. So it was very left brain. Mm-hmm. And then it was only when I had my son that I took a break off work, and my husband got me, that was right around the time that iPhones were starting to be a thing. So he got me an iPhone, I got the Kindle app. And even though I had read voraciously, I had pretty much read by going into bookstores and just browsing. And if the thing, you know, if you've been to a lot of bookstores and look for romance, oftentimes they either don't have a romance section, or it's really small, or it's in the back, or something like that. So I had actually never discovered the whole romance genre, but it was so easy to find when you're on Kindle and seeing recommendations like that. Mm-hmm. So that's when I discovered romance, and I was blown away, because I would read books that had a romance at the heart of it, but I would like kind of peek at the back, like, is this going to end happily, or is one of them going to die, or they're going to split up at the end? And I would want to know that, but I didn't know there was an entire genre that had all the books I wanted to read. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I discovered that, it was just like, it changed my world view. You know, it was like, this is what I want to do. I want to be active here. I want to read all of these books. And then I started writing. And so right when I started writing, I didn't know that it would be my career. It was just realizing that I had stories to tell. And so, you know, my son was still young, so I would work during the day, and I would take care of him after work, and then I would stay up late and write. And then it turns out that readers liked my stories. And so many years later, here I am.
I love this. And so what made you decide to write romance with a touch of dark and touch of forbidden, touch of romantic suspense? Was it something you just like, you realized like that's what drives you to your storylines? Or was it just like something you're like, you know, this is unique enough that this is where my tone of voice will be best light possible?
Yeah, so I definitely knew those were the stories kind of in my head. Those were trying to get out. But at the time, like right now, you know, an author who joins or a reader who discovers us, dark romance is really popular. Like there's a lot of books, there's communities around it. And that really didn't exist when I started writing, because it was still so predominantly traditional publishing, and they weren't, you know, as edgy or whatever. So I thought that meant that people wouldn't want to read those stories, that that's why they didn't already exist. So I thought I would write the stories that I love for fun, and then I would write other things that were a little bit more mainstream for my career. But it turns out that readers, I actually have two pen names, and Sky Warren was going to be my secret pen name, like my just publish whatever you actually like, and it doesn't have to, you know, earn any money. You don't even market it. And it was so funny because I was doing marketing for this other pen name, and readers kept emailing me and being like, you should get a Facebook page. You should get a website. Like, I want to follow you. And so I think readers really know when it's your passion versus mm-hmm. it's something that you're trying to do. And so these were the stories that just spilled out of me, and readers really responded to that, even if they weren't what was traditionally there. And I mean, at the time, it was actually a thing, you know, that was kind of special, because if you like those kind of stories, you couldn't find them all over the places. Mm-hmm. That was kind of how I found my niche, is writing dark romance, or at the time it was really called like dark erotica. I know, but you know, but it's funny. I mean, the whole industry has shifted, and everything is a lot sexier and edgier and darker now. And so now it's funny that my stuff really isn't almost seen as dark necessarily. It's definitely a little edgy, but I'm closer to mainstream now just because the whole industry has shifted.
That's interesting to see. Yeah, I would say, like, I remember reading your books. I started reading romance in 2016. So it was around the Pawn and the King, and that was like really popular. And I remember just being like, oh, this is good. And then seeing some other stuff getting more darker and darker and darker. And I'm like, okay, well, where is my taste going? Like, for me, like, it's like, I like your darker edgy, like, it's just edging enough that it's like, okay. Like, yeah. I can get this. Like, this is not going to go into, like, this long content warning, you know?
Right. Yeah. So it's funny because, like, The Pawn, I mean, it is my most successful trilogy or set of books to date, which is, like, The Pawn, The Knight, and the Castle. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, I specifically wrote it to see if I could write the dark elements that I love, but to reach the like more regular reader who doesn't want to get into like something super duper dark, and to see if I could like merge the two. And it did that for me. And so I have a lot of readers where they're like, wow, this is pushing my boundaries, you know, like. But then on the flip side, a lot of my original readers are like, oh, this is kind of light for you. But it was funny, I was having a conversation once with Melanie Harlow. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've read her books, but she writes contemporary romance, like small town romance. Mm. And like, wait, are your books dark? And I said, well, I don't know if I would call them dark. I mean, it's got a virgin auction. And she was like, okay, a virgin auction is dark. Because her books are just so sweet, you know? I mean, they're sexy too, but they're so sweet. So so I think it's all a matter of perspective, really.
Yeah, it is. But I like that you found your niche and you have your voice, and that we can see what you can expect. And there's different layers, different levels of darkness and edginess, and you know, that takes you. So I love this. So speaking of books, you have Private Property, which is a Jane Eyre retelling. So were you a fan of Jane Eyre growing up, or was it something you just came late in life and you're like, oh my gosh, this would be a great story to make it darker and just have a romance, you know?
No, I have been a fan of Jane Eyre forever.
Okay.
It's one of those stories that's so weird. I mean, it really like sort of captured my teenage girl's heart, you know, mm-hmm. when I first read it. And then you sort of grow up and you're like, that was strange. Like, why was I attracted to Mr. Rochester when he had a crazy wife in the attic? I know. And then, you know, and then he's so... I mean, I think it's really edgy fiction on its own, you know, and we sort of have accepted it because it's a classic. But, you know, I mean, even when I was writing it, I was like, am I going to put a crazy wife in the attic? Am I really going to go that far when writing my retelling? Which I'm not going to spoil it, which way it went, by the way. but yeah, no, I loved Jane Eyre for a long time. And, I didn't really plan to write a retelling for a while, almost because I felt that I couldn't do it justice, you know, because I love the book so much. I didn't want to do a poor job of writing a retelling of it. So I put it off for a long time, but then I finally reached the point where it's like, I have been writing for almost, you know, for 10 years now professionally. And it just was calling to me, and I thought, this is time. So yeah. And I was still nervous the whole time I was writing it, the whole time I was editing it before it was coming out, you know, just because it means more, like it means more if I do a good job, like honoring a book that I love. But I've been just so pleased with the reader responses. And the funny thing is, my PR person was like, let's not really emphasize that it's a Jane Eyre retelling because a lot of people haven't read it. She hadn't read it. And so she's like, you know, if we say that, people are going to feel like they have to read it or have to know it in order to read your book. So like, we didn't say anything. Like, it just says, oh, it's a brooding billionaire. It's an innocent nanny. And it doesn't say anything in the blurb that, like, it doesn't have the words Jane Eyre. But all of the, so much of the feedback from readers is like, oh my gosh, it's a Jane Eyre retelling. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of love for it, but I also do like that people can walk into it without already loving Jane Eyre. Sometimes they even like go back and read Jane Eyre because they're like, wait, this is a retelling. I want to read the original. So
I love this. Honestly, I read the reviews and the reviews were, I had people that trusted, loved it. And I was like, okay, I need to read this book. Because I'm always like curious about it. And to be honest, like vaguely reading Jane Eyre. I liked it, but I didn't love it. Like a lot of the classics were vaguely read 20, 30 years ago, like, you know, and so, but I loved your take on, like, it's just a fresh take on it, and, like, there's, like, a resurgence of retellings, and I, you know, it's kind of, like, fun to see, like, what things were canon, and what things, you know, the author brought up, like, the modernized it, so right. I felt like yours was a fresh take on Jane Eyre, like, that was fun.
Thank you, yeah, no, I love that. I actually love historical romance in general, like, I love to read it. Like, obviously, Bridgerton is a big deal right now because of the Netflix series. And I had read those, like, I don't know, years ago when they came out.
Yeah.
So so I love when I'm writing contemporaries to think of it as if it's a historical romance, but just set in modern times. So even The Pond, which was the Virgin Auction, like, that's a storyline that you really could have had in a historical romance. And people wouldn't even say that it's very dark because women, you know, were treated differently back. And so so that's just how I think of my books, is that they're like, I like the gravity of historical romance and the beauty and the like lush settings. I love so much about historical romance, but I don't actually want to write historical romance. I want it to be set now. And so, yeah, making those transitions, like, well, how would you do it? You know, in historical romance, it's different because you have X, Y, Z that people assume from Regency times, and then you have to make that work in contemporary. So, yeah, I like that.
I love this. Oh, my gosh. So what is your favorite trope to read and favorite trope to write or favorite type of hero that you like to write about?
I mean, I'm definitely a sucker for a tortured hero, which is like perfect for Jane Eyre, you know, Rochester. I definitely like them to have lots of secrets and be mysterious. I'm like, one click, sign me up for that.
Yeah.
I read a lot of books that I want there to be some kind of edge where it's a little bit of a surprise to me. So I like when there's something a little bit forbidden or a little bit taboo, or, you know, the heroine's on the run and there's a secret involved and I don't know what it is, that all of that really lures me in. So I like to be surprised. Some of my favorite authors are, well, I love Annabel Joseph. She hasn't published anything lately, but I love all of her books. I reread them regularly. I love Lisa Kleypas. I think she's like the standard, like the gold star standard, like the Travis series for the Travis brothers for contemporary romance. I mean, she also writes great historical romance, which I love too, but in terms of like her contemporary books are so great. So yeah, I love those. And
So let's see. So what can we expect from the rest of the books in the Pride of Poverty series?
Well, it's a trilogy.
What do you tease us with? You know.
Yeah. So book one does leave a lot of questions hanging. But I think you know, I think that readers really get to know who Beau Rochester is and who Jane is. And I think that book two will have definitely a deepening of their relationship, like that's for sure. But a lot more diving deep into the mystery surrounding like the diary and what's happening in the attic and the fire. The interesting thing about writing a retelling when you're doing a trilogy is that, I mean, it obviously can't, like, it's not, I'm not doing a retelling of a trilogy, I'm doing a retelling of one book. So it kind of diverges a little bit more, but still plays into the themes of the original book. So, you know, and I'm just really, I actually love to, you know, like sometimes we talk about reading and writing heroines who are strong and who are, you know, sort of powerful or have agency. And I definitely love strong heroines. I love to write them and read them. But I also like seeing them when they start off from a place where they don't have that much power and they sort of gain it as they go throughout the story. Like I like to watch that transformation happen. So when we first meet Jane, I mean, she's still very strong in all of like the important ways, like the internal ways, but she really needs this job. She's really trying to make her way in the world. She doesn't have a lot of resources. And so I want to see her grow through the trilogy in her own power and have more agency in her life, but for us to be able to watch that process.
I love this. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'm like so excited. I'm like, I got so many questions and I know she's not going to answer me. So. It is all good. It is all good. I love this. So I want to spend a book that you read over, I don't know, in a while or soon, recently, that you can't stop thinking about, can't stop gushing about, and you're like, anyone should read this book, you know.
I did read Love Unexpected by QB Tyler very recently.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've read that one. Mm-hmm. It's a Guardian Ward romance.
Ooh.
Yes. So very taboo. I mean, I've read a lot of taboo romance in my time, you know, and really I seek it out, you know? So, and this one had me like blushing and being like, oh my God, I can't believe she just did that. So I like that. I like that I, you know, am still able to be surprised. And she really just got in there really deep with the emotions, and like didn't flinch away from the story. And so I love that about reading it. Yeah.
I love this. Mm-hmm. Tell us where you can find it online.
So I am at skywarren.com. You can look at my books there. You can see private property. You can sign up for my newsletter. And also if you happen to be on Instagram, I'm at skywarrenbooks. And so I'm pretty active there.
Awesome. Thank you, Sky, for being on the show.
Thank you, Laura, for having me. I really appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.